probably why you didn't see the haze. Thanks, Lloyd. I think I said I was going to stand by. Maybe Bill is in there, and then we'll go to Jim and Dan and Ernie and so on. Anybody else for the 4 p.m.ers? This is K1PAI. I didn't hear anything, so we'll go to Jim. See if he's still grading papers, or maybe that's all done. And then we have to go out to the Cape and wake Dan up. KA1MQ, K1PAI, and stand by Dan.
All right. Well, thank you, Roger. Well, not quite done, but getting close. Did everybody's work except one. And he owes me basically everything we did all semester, so he ain't no way in hell he can pass. He talked to me last night and, oh, can you extend it a little bit? And I said, yeah, I'll give you to do till tomorrow. If you get it all done tomorrow, then okay. But I know he can't do it. There's no way in heck. I consider myself reasonable at programming one of these devices, and yeah, I don't think I could do it. Let's see. I didn't make a whole lot of notes. Boy, that's always a mistake on my part. Why else still make a mask for whomever needs them? And I been playing around with a 3D printer to 3D print some extenders using air elastic. So hooked up the two parts of the mask and the hair elastics go inside this thing. Well, I printed some of those. We'll see if anybody likes them before I print any more, because I have some other stuff that I 3D printed that's just in here and I don't want to use it for it. So, we'll see how that all works. Went over to the feed store. It was extremely busy. Lots of people hanging out there. Boy, I'll tell you, all these musicians we got in this group, I think maybe we should start up a 4 p.m.ers band or something. They're all so multi-talented. We got singers and we got instrument players. I think we got a whole band here.
I played a little bit, but not well enough that I'd ever want to play.
I guess that's pretty much it. Roger, back to you. K1PAI, K1MQ.
K1MQ, K1PAI, okay, Jim. Yeah, there are a lot of musical guys. Ron is a musician. And there was another guy that used to be in Wisconsin that was very much into music. Al has been. I've tried to be. Can't play the piano anymore that much. I used to play keyboard in a 50s group, but that was 20 years ago. I find that my fingers are a little arthritic, and I really can't do that. So the voice still holds up. That's why we sing in the church choir. And during the summer, we get involved in some other less classical stuff. And you're giving the student all the time he needs. And like you say, if he can't do it in one night, that's it. He's not going to pass the course. Good luck with all your other projects there too, Jim. And hopefully 40 meters will get better one of these days too. When I'm getting dressed in the morning or whatever, I'll turn on the receiver up there and always check East Cars. Don't hear much. Mid Cars is a lot better than East Cars. If you guys have some time at night, at 6:30, you might check 3828 for the Northeast Cracker Barrel. And that the band's much better then, and it's a real nice group of guys. Might even talk with KG1Q, who's coming up here shortly. Have a good evening, Jim, and we'll go out to the Cape now and see if Dan's awake. I guess we're in good luck. KC1KEY, and I'll check on Ernie. Go ahead, Dan.
Thank you, Roger. K1PAI. This is KC1KEY. Good afternoon, everybody.
feeling in my feet. Went to bed, went to roll over and ripped the sheets up because it was so snaggly and I didn't realize it. He took care of it, ground it all down with his Dremel tool, and that was that. I got home, I cut the grass, get that done, and that was about it. After that, I had it for the day. Good luck on the fishing, Pete. Hey, Mark, glad to hear you. Come in there tonight. Glad to see you got out of work.
Good.
And Ernie, K1, TJB, glad to hear you. Come in here every morning at the memorial net. Once in a while, I get in there when I get home from fishing. Thank you for doing that, Roger. Sounding good. K1, KUI, this is KC1, KUI.
Yeah, good signal. A little low when you first started, but then you built up. KC1KEY, K1TAI. Boy, sorry about the toenail problem. I got a problem with my right foot. I've had to have hammer toe surgery and something else, but I got the feeling back after a while in those toes. But I've got a couple that my wife said don't look good. They look discolored. After she cut them. So I guess when we can get back to the foot doctor, a doctor will have him take a look. Said the biggest problem was I was wearing shoes that were too small, and that was causing problems with the toe. I wonder when the flats, you wonder if you catch flatfish out there. I used to like to get those. They come out pretty soon, Dan. When do you get any flats?
Fluke or flounder, I don't get them. I don't fish for that. I only fish for striped bass, Roger. But they do get them out here, yes.
Yeah, we got stripers once. Back years ago, I went on one of these party boats, actually with some guys that I was in the band with, and, you know, where they put the bait on the hooks, and I think I had six hooks on the pole that I had, and I had six striped bass on at one time. Boy, that was a task to get them in there. And they clean them for two. And I think my mom cooked them up. I don't know, maybe it was my wife. I was married then, but I enjoyed that. Have a good night, Dan. Maybe I'll catch you on the Northeast Cracker Barrel mess. Let me see if Ernie's still here. K1EJB, Ludlow, K1PAI. I guess Ernie didn't stay. So we will go up to Buckfield, Maine, and see how Mark's day's been. And hopefully you can rest this evening after the Cracker Barrel mess. KG1Q, and then I'll try Bill. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, Roger. K1PAI, KG1Q. I felt completely out of place today to leave work at the normal time. I had to look over my shoulder to see if someone was looking at me as I left the work, as I left the plant. I felt kind of sheepish. Anyway, the signals are horrible, Roger. I'm receiving you on my receive antenna right now so I can hear you. On my cut dipole for 75, I can just barely make you out. It's really short. The folks that are close to me up here are really loud, so I've got the linear on right now. And I'm hoping that's getting through to you okay. Normally I don't run it for 75, but the conditions just aren't good. Roger, we had a real good day. As I say, we got out a little early. We'll say hi to Dan who's listening, and I'll try to do the same Thursday when he's running here. And hopefully you guys can come up my way at 6:30. On Thursday when I'm back in the saddle. But anyway, we got 48 here, a little bit cooler than Dan. And I heard a nasty word that's four letters, Roger. It wasn't a swear word, but it was something almost as bad. I guess in parts of Maine on Saturday we're scheduled for some snow. And that, if we get it as far as my location, that would be some of the latest snow we've seen. I mean, I've had it in late May before, once maybe, but we're getting pretty close there. I'm going to have to go down and get more firewood for this weekend because we're scheduled to have a frost, and anybody putting plants out, they're going to get nipped this weekend. So Nothing, it's too early to plant yet, that is for sure. I heard Merle O'Dave talk about the ticks there. I've got some tick stuff that I've been spreading. Prior to spreading the tick stuff, I used to pick up one or two a day when I'd walk around the property. And now I've been treating my lawn. And by the time, where I spend most of my time during the summer puttering around, and I haven't picked up any on me lately. So I got that. I got my yearly treatment to do. Anyway, other than that, things are good, Roger. Good to hear you. Van is in not great shape. We're having a hard time, but I'm hearing you fine on the receive side.
Well, look, for you guys, I'll look for Dan on Thursday, and maybe we'll catch you both and whoever else wants to join us at 6:30. I'll down below here, the old tree 828.
73, Roger, thanks for bringing me aboard. K1PAI, KG1Q.
Okay, Mark. KG1Q up in Buckfield, Maine, K1PAI. Good signal with the amplifier. Anywhere from an S7 to 10 over 9. I suppose we have ticks down here, but with, as they say, Chemlon doing its spraying, maybe they do tick sprays. When we go out to our friend's cottage out in East Tatum, there are ticks out there. I think both Deb and I have had them at one point. But never any problem with them, I guess. And glad you got out of work early. And okay on everything else. I'll try to get in here at 6:30 and check down on 3828. After I'm done, I usually take my portable receiver, my Texan 66, what is it, 660, and I plug in 3828, and with a little whip, I try to see who I can hear. And most of the time, it's pretty good with just the whip on the radio. All right, Mark, have a good evening. I'm going to see if Bill's here, and if not, kind of wrap it up here today. K1BH, K1PAI, are you there, Bill? Any other business for the 4 p.m.ers? This is K1PAI. All right, then I can send my weather into my local TV station after I get through here. This has been a regular session of the 4 p.m.ers. Thanks for putting up with my tripping over my IT here today. Tune in again tomorrow when your net control will be WB1CEI, Ed out of Sharon, Connecticut. I think we had 13 stations here today. Everybody have a good evening. It's going to be a cool one. And a nice day tomorrow before we have a storm Wednesday into Thursday with that possible SNOW in the hills down here. I'm closing the net at 443 and opening up the frequency to regular amateur use. K1PAI is clear. Have a good evening.
You too, Roger. Thank you. Nice job.
Bye, Danny.
we got a plant one and we leave it outside, no problem.
I do too. I've had it a few years, but the only problem is the damn tire goes flat every year.
My tire was flat, and I had bought it not that long ago. I went to price a new one, it was $30 for a tire wheel.
Yep.
So I got a thing of that green slime, and I stored it in there, and
Yeah, mine just gets soft every winter. I throw some air in it, and it's fine.
I got
two tires in the front of mine, so it doesn't flip over.
Gotta blow them up?
Yep, they're right. They go down like 15 pounds.
Just your generator wheel?
Just my generator wheel. The car only loses every once in a while.
Righto.
You have air? You have, I can't even say that word. You have air in your generator tires?
Yep, and they're rubber, so they work as part of the motor mount. It's a rubber mounted Honda, and the wheels work as it takes out the shock of the motor.
Pneumatic. How the hell do you say that word?
Pneumatic. Is that the right word that you're going for?
Yeah, the one with the starts with the P, yep.
Pneumatic, sorry.
My compressor tires go flat every year.
Okay. Yeah, they just leak out on the edges, I think. I mean, on the generator, it's just a split hub that's actually pinned together by the bolt.
So it's not a great seal.
No, it's not, but I don't mind pumping it up.
Pump it up.
It's an 8,000 thing, I think. It's really big. I mean, it's heavy.
You don't want to get a hernia.
Oh, no, it's got wheels. You just roll it out, and I have a son, too, so which is very handy.
I want a hernia.
Yeah, but you're trying to get rid of them.
Well, I'm trying, but, I mean, I don't want him to come back, so I want to make sure he's comfortable wherever he goes.
Yeah, but he's what? How old is he?
Just 26.
Okay, well, still young.
I mean, if the wife said he had to go, I assume she'd throw him right out.
Can I get the hernia?
You can get a fistula as well. Very like a hernia.
If you want one, you can.
How come you didn't go camping?
A few reasons. I looked at the weather and the wind, and I said no. But we got to pack like 90 boxes of food this week, and I just couldn't. I couldn't go away with having to do that.
Well, I got to be here tomorrow too. I got room coming.
No, you don't.
They'll drop it no matter what.
Oh, believe me, they will. Maybe not where you want it, but they'll drop it.
Oh, no, he's going to put it right where I want it, but I got to move my truck when he doesn't run over all the stuff I did up front already.
Yeah.
That guy that had a loan was
empty on his neighbor's property.
Perfect.
Right in front of yard.
Perfect.
That's a great relationship builder.
Yeah, no, I'm real well.
Well, the situation of just a teaser.
So where were you guys when it started?
My dad was working in Augusta, and so he was actually at work, and he had he was commuting from there to, I don't know if it was White River Junction or where. He was this is back when touch tone was a brand new thing. He was one of the guys that was running around the whole East Coast converting everything from pulse dial to touch tone. He ran all those crews that did that. They did it city by city, by all metro areas, and then he'd go out and do the smaller areas. So he was in the middle of that elsewhere. I think he was actually in state, but when he got the call, he had one of the local kids that were coming into the house and just stoking the stove, and so somebody had overloaded the stove, and they didn't follow his instructions. And you know, when you're running a wood stove like that, especially a big one, you got to let it rip once in a while for the crease so it doesn't build up. And anyway, the kid got laid and didn't do it, and I mean, no one ever got blamed for it, but it was a chimney fire that started with bad build up of creosote while my dad was away.
To a
my pedestals, and I said I was in the Navy. I had gone about a year before. So I'm saying, what, 83, I think. And, yeah, I just, so it was right square in the middle. There's just, you can see some of the barns and the outbuildings, there, but the main gone and then, plowed over and replanted and everything.
81, I got a little late.
N1K. Yeah, no one was around. Yeah, I'm sure the kid that was watching the place felt bad. I never found out who it was, actually. My dad's like, it doesn't matter. It's done, it's done. It just, damn chimney fires. I mean, we lost several in that town, like most small towns in that area. Everybody heats with wood, you know, and happens once or twice a season. Someone's house goes poof.
Yeah, no.
How
well you take care of a chimney? Doesn't take much
creosote
to start a fire.
No, I mean, what was sad was the fire department was on our land. Like I said, we had 40 acres square in the middle of town, and they'd sold one little chunk of the edge of the land to the fire department for the town. So the fire department was actually a little chink right out of our, right next, I mean, I could hit the firehouse with a tennis ball from our front porch. And, but of course, it was a volunteer, you know, only fellow saver fire, departments, and my dad and I were both, members, of course, but he was gone, and I was down, where was I? Probably still in Florida or something, and got the call, like, place went poof. So everything I had accumulated up to the point of 18 gone. I don't even have a yearbook.
Well, we got a great fire department in our town. They never lost the foundation.
Yeah, that's what some Vienna cellar savers came in, and they did their best, and of course, that was good. And when I'd go out on fire calls, my dad and I would jump in the truck with everybody else, and off we'd go. And I remember working chimney fires before, and I was the skinny, lithe one that would, they'd send me up on top of the roofs with a big ball of swing set chain, and had to drop that down. Boy, that's a hairy thing to get up there with asbestos gloves and a helmet and run up on top of a roof that's getting hot, drop chain down through the chimney. I remember seeing my sneakers start to melt on one of those.
I bet. Hot stuff.
Yeah, the guys on the ground, I said my shoes are starting to melt. They said, get off, get down. We didn't say that one.
Those were your OSHA-approved firefighting sneakers, right?
Yeah, well, it was like one of those, you know, the typical 3 a.m. calls, you know, so half of these guys show up drunk as a coot, you know. Luckily, the local constable was on the fire department too, and he was a good guy. He would never say anything about it, but yeah, half of the guys that showed up at that time in the morning were plowed.
Yeah, but Terry, you don't understand. That's for pain management.
It just seemed natural at that age that that's how they all were, but we saved a few, and plenty of others went down.
Not bad.
It's really not.
Good afternoon, everyone. TAV.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, or good afternoon.
Next time we're over at Jack's, you know, you gotta look over and just make sure you're not making noise. Yeah, sorry about the leaf blower. Jesus.
My wife is looking at me. Who's that yelling at you? Keep that noise down.
Keep her guessing.
I said, it's another ham.
Yeah, that's okay. Carol's on your other side, too. You know, she asked if she had a permit for a fire. I know how to ask the wrong questions.
Right.
We gotta go flood tubes 1 and 2. Be right back.
Fire hole. I gotta flood the big tube, and then I'm gonna come back up and load 2 more torpedoes. I'll be right back. N1BMD.
Yeah, we'll be flying around. W1TH.
Well, I'm heading to the kitchen. The 7th
7-3, what are you cooking, Brian?
Well, I don't know, she's cooking like some goddamn taco flavored chicken with sour cream and cheese.
shot. Cinco de Mayo and Taco Tuesday.
Cinco de Mayo, man.
Hey, Brian.
That's today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, Rob.
Okay, I'm going to send you a picture. Why don't you have fish for dinner?
Oh, no.
Here we go. Fire one. It's a little guppy.
Hey, babe. All right, guys.
Margarita appetizer.
Better watch out, that little fish will eat your house, car, bank account, and if you don't gamble over.
Alright, I'll be back.
I think I know that one.
Ah,
yeah, it does.
And a piece of cake.
I did my shopping and I just ordered some goodies for the Jeep. I'm spending my bonus ahead of time. I got to decide. I'm talking about that while I'm on the next year. I got choices. I got tired of being not being able to get what I want, Tom, so I am shopping more often and getting a little bit greedy and hoarding things like macaroni and cheese dinners.
I got so much crap, I got no room to put it anymore. I had to fight. I'm afraid to open up the freezer. I don't think I'll ever get it shut again. I got food up the patoot. But that's good. I don't have to worry. They're talking about a meat shortage now. The processing plant's being closed, so they go nuts on cold cuts. I'm gonna be food. That's one of my mainstays. Cold cuts. But no, I bought. They were low. I went this morning, and one of the things they were low on is my chicken nuggets and popcorn chicken and all that frozen stuff. People are catching on to that. The fresh meat is dwindling, so they're catching on to all that frozen stuff. That's my mainstay, the frozen stuff. I had to fight to get everything in the freezer and shut the damn thing. I got no room for nothing. I couldn't squeeze one more. I couldn't squeeze one hot dog in that freezer and get it closed.
Well, you're making use of that freezer then, aren't you?
I was thinking of getting a small freezer. I got a big one downstairs, but it leaks. I was going to take the compressor thing in there and see where it was weak and see if I couldn't silver solder to patch it up. It's an old one, but that's big. And, I don't know. I don't need all. I used to use that when I ate a lot of deer meat. That thing will hold, held three or four deer. That's a big stand-up. And, I got rid of it when I, stopped hunting deer. Well, I didn't stop hunting deer, but, I didn't eat so much deer. I was living on deer meat when, me and the second wife got divorced. I didn't have money for anything. I ate, you name it, and I ate it. Squirrels, love squirrels. Rabbits, oh Christ, we ate most everything. Had raccoon, ate raccoon. What the hell else? Oh, you name it. If it walked or crawled or slithered on by, well, I was, for a while I stayed with about 10 other guys up in a hunting camp up in Godafry, and anything that wandered on by was dead. Pretty soon, they used to call it the Grove up there, and it was all full of animals. after we lived there about a month, it was like you seen birds and squirrels and everything. All of a sudden, you came in our neck of the woods and nothing. It looked like a horror movie. There was nothing. Nothing left alive.
Well, they all come handy. They all do the right circumstances. Makes a lot of sense to have a freezer of some sort other than what's in your refrigerator. I suppose if you're a hunter or if you have a family, you know, if you're a hunter, you know, you get meat and you want to keep it a little bit longer past the season, then you freeze it. And if you have a family, it just makes good sense, I suppose. We had a freezer here when we had the kids growing up, but didn't have any. It wasn't being practical anymore, you know, but to have that and plus what was available with the refrigerator along, so we gave that to a friend, actually. That's about it. Hello, Wayne. Hello, Pete. Hello, Tom. And Tim. Tim is gone for a while, but he'll be back. I chatted with him earlier about cleaning up chrome. I was looking at bikes today and came across one. 4 miles, it's an old bike. Oh man, it has been stored for 35 years. Yeah, I think outside. Every bit of the metal, you know, all the chrome, all of it, is speckled with rust. The fender itself, or the front fender, was horrible. The mufflers even had, you know, rust, you know, surface rust all over it. The shocks, you could tell they were chrome one time, rust on it. The aluminum looked just, you know, almost oxidized, powdered white. Even the ring around the key, the ignition, and the handlebars too, rust. The front fork, they had the trim around the head, like, it was horrible. I was asking Tim, how do you know any good ways of cleaning it up? I've heard using aluminum foil, and he was talking about steel wool. But I also read somewhere where steel wool is not a good idea, you know, because it scratches the surface. And that's not the best way. And then there's some chemicals, and then, you know, in the end, Tim suggested. He goes, do you have a good place around your neck of the woods, a chrome plate? Well, I do. He proceeded to tell me about his buddy that does all his chrome plating for him when he needs it done. But his buddy's pretty tied up with the hot rods, so springtime, everybody wants to get their rods looking pretty and all shiny. It is what it is. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, and to HFO.
I say I pass on that one, Michael.
Hey, just quick. Have you looked around for freezers? Just for jollies, the other week I looked around. Lowe's, forget it, back ordered. Home Depot, forget it, back ordered. Every place I went looking for a small freezer, forget it. And I finally came to the conclusion, I'm not the only one looking for a small freezer. I just looked just for kicks, just to get an idea of the prices. No, my refrigerator is half freezer. When I bought it, it's big. And that freezer, well, I can get almost two deer in the freezer. That's how big it is. You know, all cut up. So, but I thought, what the heck, one of them little ones might not be a bad idea. But evidently everybody else did too. Anyway, I'm getting on the side. Somebody else can pick it up. KD2EMQ.
Hey, Wayne, what did you say? Hey, Wayne, you said something. Tom covered you up. Oh, I thought it was something about the chrome. Yeah, those freezers. I haven't looked up a freezer. As I said, he gave one away years ago.
The one we had was, looks like a refrigerator with a big door in the front because it was an upright. The buddy I gave it to, actually, he took it because I gave it away. He already had one, a small chef, so he said. Oh, he's all into the efficiency, but he took this one, he said, hey, this one's not too bad. It's very convenient, it's light, you know, the insulation is very efficient, whatever they use, you know. You close the door on the thing. When you open it up, you put something in, you close the door. Don't try to open up the door and say, oh, man, because what happens, automatically, the uprights, where the compressors work or something, it draws a vacuum on itself to secure the seatbelt for the first few seconds, and then you can open it up. Anyhow, enough said here. We get back to looking at some stuff here into HFA. Oh, by the way, Tom, this radio, I'm on different radio. I know I'm giving you a pretty good signal because you're giving me one. This is the FT902 DM with a Yaesu microphone. Kind of bassy or what?
No, it's okay. It could be a little louder. It's not as loud as, well, maybe not. I don't know where I got my volume set. I'd have to compare you with everybody else. But you sound about the same as you always do.
Wait a minute, Pete, I think you're going to ask. It's a YD-148 microphone. It does have two selectable impedance on the switch. Switch is real shaky, though, because I was playing with it. It's like, oh, man, you got to shake this just right to get it in to lock up when you go from high impedance to low impedance there, Pete.
Sounds good. Yeah, I got the, what is it, Tom? You got the MD-100?
Oh, no, that's a new microphone, I think. I've got two of them. This one right in front of me is the YD-148, and I forget what the other Yaesu microphone is. But, you know, you look at it, it seems, when I look at the scope as I'm speaking, it seems like it brings up a lot of the lows.
Sounds good.
I thank you very much. You're being ever so kind. Anyhow, you're sounding good too, Pete. You're pretty consistent, just like, most of them out there. Elaine's consistent. Tom's consistent. You've been always consistent too, Pete. M does. He always sounds pretty much the same to me all the time. Just about everybody, really, for the most part. Occasionally you get a few that, you know, what's happening here? Did he turn it down or what? Or did he turn it way up? It is what it is. I'm very careful.
I gotta figure out what's wrong with my damn computer. I went to have that video conference with the doctor, and we could see each other, and I could hear him, but he couldn't hear me. We had to do it, do the voice part of it over the phone, and the other part, I could see him talking, but I was listening to him over the phone. I couldn't get it to work. I could hear him, but he couldn't hear me. I sat there for, I bet you, 2 hours screwing with that thing. I can't figure out what the hell's the matter with it. I tried two or three different microphones, and nothing. You don't get nothing on it. I don't know. It used to work. The only thing I can think of is, not that awful long ago, I redid that whole computer. I didn't, but I had it. I did some of it. And Steve over there by Middletown did the rest of it. We did everything. New processor, graphics card, hard drive, CD burner, change the program, or the operating system, XP to Windows 7, change the whole whole bunch of, loaded it up with ham, as much as we could put in it, a whole bunch of crap we did to it. And everything seemed to work, but I never tried the mic. And I'm going to have to get with Steve and find out, maybe there's something in there I can do to get the thing to work. Because that comes in handy. That's nice, talking to the doctor that way, instead of having to go down to the office. That worked out really, really nice. Like I said, I had to use the cell phone so he could hear me. I could hear him good, yo. And we could both see each other. I got the camera working. But for some, mic would not work. I don't know what I keep going over and over, and I can't think of what the hell else to do. I think maybe something might have got messed up when we changed operating systems. I'm going to have to ask Steve about it next time I hear him on. I talk to him on 2 meter all the time. KD2EMQ.
Well, Tom, it might be a sound card issue, whether or not you're using an onboard sound card associated upon the motherboard. Depends. Most computers I perceive have onboard sound built into the motherboard. Back in the day, you used to get, you could get motherboards without even sound on them. It would just be, and you had to get a sound card. But that was not as often as usually a motherboard would have a sound card on it. And you have to have drivers associated, you know, to what it's capable of doing. And if you have an external or proprietary sound card into a PCI slot or something in there, you know that they're looking at the back of your computer, maybe. Slot is occupied and it has mic in, mic out, you know, audio out and digital out and stuff like that, and even a DIN plug if you use something like that. But yeah, it got brain dead. You have to get into your devices and see what's going on there, maybe. Should work. Nowadays, they try to make it dummy-proof. But as far as I'm concerned, they don't make it dummy-proof enough. N2HFO.
N2HFO. Tom, go in the control panel and see if you've got some software, real tech sound card, or what kind of sound card it is. There'd be a separate software for your sound card settings. And, you study it, you'll see the microphone settings in it. Probably you're going to need a 10 dB boost and make sure it's not muted somewhere. And to be good.
Yeah, I can't find that. I remember that was on XP, but I can't find it. I can find it for the speakers. That part of it, and all the different sounds and all that crap you can put in it. But I can't find it for the output. I can't find it no place. It's just not there.
Right click on the speaker down on the right hand side of your lower screen there, and see if it says recording devices.
It does. Has nothing plugged in. Even after I plugged the mic in, it says no audio devices found.
Front or back of the computer is it plugged in?
I tried both, the front and the back. There's a place in the front you can do it, and a place in the back. I tried both of them. The mics too, and none of them worked.
You're missing the software for the sound card if you didn't see something in control panel that says Realtek. And that could be if you upgraded that far. And you might have drivers that aren't compatible with Windows 10.
Well, it's not Windows 10, it's Windows 7. This was from XP to Windows 7. And I went over the drivers. My, antivirus as a driver updater, I paid separate for it. And it went through and it said I got the latest drivers for everything that's in there. If I was missing something, it would have popped up and it would have said missing this or missing that, and then it asks you if you want it to find, it'll go on the internet and find it for you, the latest one, and download and install it. But it said I had everything. So I'm at wit's end. I'm going to have to get a hold of Steve. And I don't think it's a separate board. The sound card, I think, is part of the motherboard. I think it's right part of it. We did change the graphics card, yeah. Sometimes the graphics card has a sound card attached to it. We put in one of them gaming, the big graphics cards. Christ, that thing's got more RAM than my old computer had.
Go to control panel, see if you can find... Maybe go to device manager and see if you can find your sound card. See what kind of a sound card it is. If it's Realtek, they need software other than the driver. They have software that goes along with it. And that will do all sorts of strange things. I run into it all the time with them. The different computers I put together for digital work. You know, EasyPal and other software. It keeps changing ports and turning mics on and off and all sorts of things. So, it's pretty easy to use software. Realtek usually detects when a microphone is plugged in or unplugged. When a device is plugged in or unplugged, it usually automatically detects it and brings up a message if it's set up properly. And to these are the...
Well, that's the first place I went to the speaker. And I right clicked on that and it's got playback, record, blah, 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 blah. So I went to playback and it had the speakers and stuff. I went to record. Device, and that's all it said, period. That was connected. So I tried a different mic, I tried the back plug, I tried the front plug, I tried two or three different mics. I got a headset, I had a bunch of mics. I used to use that all the time when we talked on Yahoo Messenger, but nothing. It doesn't recognize anything being plugged in. It doesn't recognize, it doesn't see anything there is what it looks like to me.
You don't have any interfaces plugged in the computer, do you? For digital modes?
No.
Well, first of all, you gotta see if you can find the software for it. Maybe look in your program, see if anything, you know, the sound card or audio or anything in all your programs.
Yeah, that's what I gotta do. That was gonna be my next move. The guy that did this is Computer Wiz. I don't know if he did Pete's or not, but he did mine and he did a couple of ours. Beaver Pairs and does computers. He's the one that did this. And I never checked it after we did all the work on it. I haven't used the mic or the camera. For that matter, I had to update the camera. When I plugged it in, came update. Updates available and blah, blah. So I updated that, and then I ran driver thing there, updater, and it had a driver that was no good in it, so it updated that. I put a new driver in, and that works good now, the camera does, better than it ever did, but the sound, I couldn't get nothing on it, nothing. You go to record, and it says, no audio device found.
Well, Tom, sometimes updating drivers get you in trouble. Didn't you say this worked before? You've done that conference thing once before and it worked.
You went ahead and changed something since then, right?
I haven't used that microphone in years. In the 90s. Mid to late 90s was the last time I used that. We used to all talk all over the place on Yahoo Messenger. And then they discontinued Yahoo Messenger in 2018 or 2017. And I know I didn't use it after that because Messenger was gone. And then about 2 years ago, we took and changed from XP. That's when I had all the work done on it. Changed the whole car. I was going to buy another computer. And Steve told me, he says, hey, he says, we can change that. We'll go from a dual core to a quad core. We'll load it up with RAM. We'll put a bigger graphics card in it. We'll put an additional faster DVD burner, a CD DVD burner and player on it. A hard drive. We put a bigger and a new hard drive in it. A whole bunch of crap we did to it. And it worked beautiful. I never bothered checking the mic, yo. I never checked the camera neither. But the camera I got working, the mic I can't. I'll figure it out. If I can, I'll get a hold of him. Next time I hear him on 2 meter, I'll jump on him and ask him what it could possibly be. He'll probably know. Well, he knows what he did. I know he changed the processor. And you could tell that. I could tell that when I got it back because the fans run full speed now. On the dual core processor, they didn't. They only come on full every now and again. But on the quad core processor, that thing runs full almost all the time. But it works good. I haven't had no real problems with it until I tried to use the mic. I should have checked everything out. When I had the work done, I should have checked everything. But I wasn't using the mic at the time, so I just, you know, I didn't think about it.
Can I hear Susie again?
Yeah, you guys go on, pick it up. I'm going to be on the side. I tied up enough with this. KD2EMQ, go on there, Jerry, pick it up.
Okay, EMQ, before you take off, take a look at, find your, down in Windows, I believe it's system. Windows, no. Let me see here. Stand by. Okay, Windows Control Panel. Windows Control Panel, and go to Device Driver, or Device Manager. So what's in there? Under Input, section probably, and see if you got a mic with a kind of a
I can't think of it. It's like a help sign
on it. It may be that the device driver did not load properly, and you'll have to reload it.
Okie dokie, we'll try that.
Okay, let us know how you make out after QZGN. Who else is in here?
I'm standing by here on VZD.
Okay, well, I'm kind of standing by too because I'm eating supper right now. And QZGN.
Hey, I just got back down there from supper, right?
I was here a little while ago talking to Michael and then Tom came on and
Elaine's in here.
Somebody
else.
Yeah, Pete's in there. Yeah, another week, regular service here early in the day. And CZGN, whoever, go ahead and pick it up. And CZGN.